News. Obama effigy burning controversy continues.
Dragon's Dungeon set to take over Venue 1.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
Good evening. With the 6:30 Star News, I'm Charlotte Anthony.
And I'm Hilary Gustafson. The burning of an effigy of U.S. President Obama by the University of St. Andrews Conservative and Unionist Association has become the national and international news today. Both the BBC and STV were in town asking students for their opinion on the event that took place last Friday. The Student Representative Council condemned the act, saying that, while it does not violate any laws, we believe that the burning of political and public figures in effigy can be an act of hate, stifles productive engagement, and can be offensive. Sam Fowles, Director of Representation, commented to Star News earlier, saying,
I think this issue is really about what standards we hold ourselves to as students. I mean, yes, it's true that this group didn't break the law, but is that really what we say? You know, you get through the day without breaking the law, you should be patted on the back. St. Andrews is the most cosmopolitan university in the world. We have different ideas, we should engage and respect those ideas, and we should show we're willing to do that. Burning an effigy is the opposite. It shows you're not willing to engage, just to hate. And I'm pleased to say that after a meeting with the president of the Conservative Unionist Association today, I can say that the Students' Association has ended the practice of burning an effigy in St. Andrews for good.
In a statement, the Conservative Association's president, Matthew Marshall, commented on the choice of effigy, explaining the committee voted to adopt President Obama as he is an influential figure on the world stage. The university and the union are exploring further options for future action.
On Friday, the 25th of November, St. Andrews Venue 1 is set to turn into a dragon's dungeon as the Union and Right 4 join forces to find out which clubs and societies have what it takes to win a £1,000 sponsorship. As announced earlier today, the finalists competing for the fabulous prize are the Boat Club, the Women's Hockey Club, the Polo Club, Snow Sports, Bubble TV, the Debating Society, SVS and Rogue. So come and show some support for your chosen society.
This weekend, St. Andrews will hold celebrations in honor of its patron saint. The annual event promises to be a repeat of last year's, where 5,000 people attended various events over the weekend. The town will host the Red Hot Chili Pipers, who are regulars at the festival, along with a whole host of other entertainers. The festival will also witness the turning on of the Christmas lights and the yearly procession, which begins at 5:30 p.m. on Saturday night.
Following last week's announcement regarding the possibility of aluminium rings being placed on Edinburgh Castle during the Olympics, a spokeswoman from Castle Owners Historic Scotland has said the proposal would not be suitable for the successful operation of Scotland's most popular heritage attraction. This decision followed the outrage from the community, who regarded the move as ridiculous and a bit tacky. But Historic Scotland has said that the decision was based on how such a display would affect the running of the castle. They also responded that there are other suitable locations in Edinburgh and the Scottish Government will work with the local council to consider these alternatives.
And finally, some news on student protests. Today, students travelled to Edinburgh to take part in a demonstration against the £9,000 tuition fees. Protests continue tomorrow evening, where St. Andrews students will attend the Reclaim the Night March Against Violence Towards Women. Before the march, a candlelit vigil will take place in memory of the victims of violence, and a march will then proceed through the streets of Edinburgh. If you would like to get involved, email Students Association President Patrick O'Hare at press@st-andrews.ac.uk.
Those were today's headlines. More tomorrow at 5:30 or anytime on the news pages of the Star website.